Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Saturday, and that could only mean one thing. Katherine Edwards, RHOBH reunion, Patreon, part 4. Do you realize this is our 12th chat, our 12th hour with Katherine? We have made it one solid month, you guys. The conclusion for this week's RHOBH reunion, we analyze it all. We pick up right where we left off yesterday, talking about Dorit and PK's home invasion. I have some other theories on that. We talk about, I wonder if PK is going to reach out to me with my theories. Like, he's already reached out to me. So that'll be a whole nother thing. Yeah, I guess I'm being bitchy and underhanded, but we talk about that. We talk about everything that's been going on with Yolanda Moore and Zane and Gigi. There's a lot of Beverly Hills stuff going on. We talk about Erica. I don't know if you saw the TMZ video where they followed her and asked her who she wants to date. And she said they could be as young, I think, as 25, as old as whatever, and basically said they have to have money. I don't know if you guys saw this video, but Google it. So I'm just kind of being funny, which I had a moment of finding her humorous, but we talk more about that too. Like moments of, you know, screaming at Andy Cohen at the reunion and telling him to keep up because it's a flip phone. Talk more about that and her growling at everyone. And just, we analyze it all. And we analyze Rinna, who now says she's sorry to everyone in the world. And I talk more about how I think she's just afraid of Kathy Hilton and Kathy's butlers, man, highlights of the season. So head on over to Patreon. Here are little clips from that chat. Here we go. Enjoy and head on over there and listen to the full thing. Thank you all. We made it. And we talk at the end of the Patreon episode about how we can keep Katherine around on some basis. I have plans, guys. I got plans. So hope you enjoy this. Like, if I were her, I wouldn't go back to any of the videos that you were doing. I mean, the videos were...
cameras in their house, like, where, like, that's another thing. Like, I mean, there's cameras everywhere,
but that's the thing. So wherever they have cameras in the front and the back, it's Teddy Mellencamp security, by the way, her husband. Let's add another layer to this. Edwin, Teddy's husband, apparently does security. And so that's where Dana Wilkie came out and said, "That's great, Teddy, that you're accusing me, but isn't your husband the one that does security for all these houses? So he's really the one that should be worried."
But maybe Dorit and PK only paid for 4 cameras and they didn't get them on the good spots.
Well, here's the thing. There's front and back cameras, and Dorit's, I think, saying that like the back cameras or wherever it was were just accidentally out.
What?
I need to read the fine print, but wherever the cameras were, where they smashed the window, you see, Katherine, before, this is why, wherever it was, she's like, oh, those cameras were off at the moment. This is where it's like, that's where people are like, bitch, we don't believe you.
Get the Birkins back.
Right. Like, I'm not, listen, if you insure your whole life, and then it's robbed, you get the money back if it's insured.
Yeah, but most of the time, I mean, I'd be curious to see it, how much insurance they had on items. I don't know.
I'm just telling you, I'm not taking sides. You think that Dorit is my Erica and I have a vendetta for Dorit. I'm just saying there's something, I need to read the fine print, but there's something where Dorit is like, yeah, we have all these cameras, but these were turned off. And it was just one of these things of like, so it's 11 p.m. and those particular cameras are off. No one believes you.
Well, you know what? I would say this. Were they off from a week ago and nights and before, or were they only off for that night?
As she said, there are certain ones in the front that, I mean, I'm not sure, but like wherever.
Long periods of time, or were they only out for that night? Like how long were they out?
That I'm not sure of.
Those are the questions that I'd be curious about.
But do you see what I mean? So this is why I'm just saying people are not clear cut on this.
Okay. I did not know any of this. Wow.
I'm not coming for Dorit. Like I wish her and PK the best.
Yeah.
There is an argument.
I don't want to even talk about this and I'm scared to bring it up because I really like Yolanda a lot. But what about that situation? That was crazy. That made me really bad. Terrible.
I mean, when Zayn and Gigi got together, I thought it was like, this is perfect.
Awesome. But I think it's like, I read that he's smoking like some really strong, bad weed. And that's like his, and he has like a tendency to lash out at people.
Really? I mean, I just think if like someone puts their hands on your mother.
Done. And honestly, I can't for all the tea in China imagine Yolanda doing anything that would warrant. She is so sweet.
Really?
She's a sweet, sweet person. He had like said some really like ugly things. I called her a name and spoke really, really, really poorly to her. And
I think he said you Dutch, see you in Tuesday.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck is that? Wait, don't, you can imagine where I stand on that
one. I was just going to say, the see you on Tuesday is what my triggers blood. You, Catherine. It would trigger you.
I was like, sit down, Yolanda. Let me go handle this. And his record label dropped him.
Oh, really? Oh, yep. See, that I didn't know.
Yep. Oh, I brought some information to the table.
Yeah, this I didn't know.
Yeah. Money, more problems.
Yeah, like money, that's the thing. It's like, I've said this before. It's like, well, I mean, a lot of people with money still want fame, but people that have both and have lost both, most people will be like, fuck the fame. I just want the money. Right? I mean, that's the real way to live.
The best way to be is just wealthy and fly below the radar.
Yes. I have said this before.
Yeah.
Have the money and fly below the radar. If you have tons of money and you want the fame, that is worse to me than if you need the money from the show. If you need the money from the show, I get it. Go for it. If you have the money and you want this, that's where it's like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Right. Right? Yeah, true.
Like, try it out. But when you sell your soul for it, like, what is wrong with you?
I remember the one season that I did. I remember Eileen and Rena saying to me, why are you doing this? Both of them. Why are you doing this? I was like, I don't know. I just was curious.
Yeah, it's like, fine.
It's like, I just felt like, you know, I live in LA and, you know, I don't have any kids' lives I'm going to ruin. I'm not going to, you know, I always said you could dig to China. You're not going to find anything on me. So what do I have to lose? My sanity.
But yes, but then why is Sutton doing it? Did you love an appearance tonight by Eden? But besides your cameo, did you love the Eden Sassoon cameo, the Kim Richards cameo? We had a lot of cameos tonight.
I mean, honestly, do I really care? No.
Eden is a strange one.
You know, it's really funny because I have mutual friends, but nothing bad ever.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Never. I mean, in the mutual friends that we have, as far as I know, there's no drama at all. But when she went on, and I can't remember what someone, one of our mutual friends said something. I don't think she ever said anything about me, but I was blocked on Twitter from her account.
Unacceptable. Why did Eden Sassoon block our very own Catherine Edwards on Twitter? Unacceptable. Somehow when we chat with Catherine about these reunions, we always go back to nostalgia and her season and what actually happened, which is why I would have not done these recaps and analyses. They're not even recaps. They're analyses with anyone but Catherine, because this is behind the velvet rope. And I like people behind the velvet rope that were actually on the show. So we do find out why Eden blocked Catherine and lots of other things from her season. And yes, we do talk more about the reunion. Head on over to Patreon. Our conclusion starts in 3, 2, Patreon Saturdays.